Good to see everyone. It says record to cloud. How come it's not starting? It says enable start recording. With what? With companion? What does that mean? How come it's not? You know how it usually makes it says recording? Oh.
Recording in progress.
Thank you, Nate. Okay, let's begin. Okay, I wanted to chazer today. Lamed Vovim Beis. To Lamed Zainim Beis. We'll see if we're able to finish. But I wanted you to chazer. Okay, let's begin. What is a machlekes Rav Yehuda Rav Kana Daisa Kein Chavitz Kedera Gam Chavitz Kedera? Gemara starts off saying that Chavitz Kedera is a combination of a porridge of flour, oil, and honey. And Lamaisa, you cook it up in a Kedera, and that's how it has the word Chavitz Kedera, and a Daisa is a porridge which you cut up with the machteshes. And it doesn't necessarily mean that there's other stuff in it, but it's cooked up. And the Gemara first presents that this is a machlokes in Rav Yehuda and Rav Kahana. Rav Yehuda says shahako, Rav Kahana says mazonos. And the Gemara in the beginning seems to say it's a machlokes by both. Then the Gemara quickly backs out of it and says it can't be. Daisa on its own, porridge on its own, everyone agrees it's a mazonos. The machlokes is by chavetz kedera and by daisa that's made like a chavetz kedera. So if you have daisa that's made like a chavetz kedera, that means it's wheat smashed up with honey, and therefore that's the slight difference between chavetz kedera, which has all three, flour, oil, and honey in it, whereas opposed to the daisa, kein chavetz kedera, only has the wheat, let's say, and the honey, maybe it doesn't have the oil in it. But that's where they argue. Rav Yehuda says shahakol. Why? Because the honey is the ikker. And presumably we're talking about honey from a bee, but it really doesn't make a difference to us. We're talking about honey from a bee. And Rav Kahana, it's honey is honey, the bottom line is, because we know that the honey that flows out of a date anyway would be shako. But the Pashup Shad is made from a bee. So Rav Yehuda says shako, the dufs is the ikker. Rav Kahana says bremen mizonos, because smita is the ikker. And since smita is the ikker, the fine flour is the ikker, and therefore the bracha is what? The bracha is mezainis. And then the Gemara continues and said, Rav Yosef thought that Rav Kahana's shita was mestaber because of this new din of Shmuel, Rav and Shmuel, that whole kol sheyesh bo. Anytime there's any mixture of chamesh aminim in it, there's a lacha breminim zonos. Okay, we got it? Akiva, let's get it down. That's number one. Please get this down. The first question is straight up Gemara. Okay? But I want you to know the Gemara well. The first stage was that the machlokes was by what? Chavetz Kedera and Daisa. Gemara quickly backs out of that and says, by Daisa, Kulniam Lopligi is a what? Is a mazonos. The machlokes is by Chavetz Kedera and Daisa, that's Kain Chavetz Kedera. The slight difference being is that Chavetz Kedera is a mixture of all three, flour, oil, and honey, and Daisa only has the wheat and the honey and cooked together. And the machlokes is, do you say mazonos, which is the smid is the ikker? That's Rav Kahana. And Rav Yosef says, I like that because Rav and Shmuel corroborate that. And Rav Yehuda and Shmuel said, Shahako, because the Duvsha is the Iker. That's the Gemara straight up. Please make sure you got it. You got this? That answers number one. Quickly, Natana, go ahead.
Just a quick question. Where do we know that Bihani is pushed from?
Good question. Good Kasha. Gemara asks your Kasha. Best Kasha, Gemara's Kasha. Where's Gemara asks the Kasha? And Bukhar is Vavim and Beis. Ferish Gemara. Look, write it down. Gemara asks, how's milk kosher? There's a klal, Yotzi Menachai is usher. You know what Avram Menachai is? A live limb off an animal. What about something that comes out of a chai? Milk and honey, how is it mutter? Gemara asks a kasha. Gemara asks a kasha. Bechor is vavam and beis. Gemara asks a kasha. How could it be mutter? Gemara quotes a pasuk. Eretz avas chalav udvash. Hashem would never praise Eretz Yisrael, something that's not kosher. So to that degree, the Gemara quotes a pasuk. It's a pasuk. There's a kosev. What'd you say? What'd you say? That's a good question, Lamaisa. That's a good question. That's a very excellent question. You know, Nate, I never thought about that. But for the Gemara is obviously assuming that the same din applies. Even though in the pasuk in Chumash is referring to honey from a date, but the Gemara is using that pasuk to answer for honey for a bee. Okay? Let me look into it more, but that's a very good hari. You know, I never thought about that. Excellent. Okay, that's number one. Let's continue, guys. Number two. But I want you guys to work, okay? Make sure you get this in your mind, though. The Shakta Vatar, you must know strong in Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. That's one. Two. You must know strong in everything. Madim Daisa Greda. I answered it already. Okay, we just answered one and two. Daisa Greda, we said everyone holds Mizonos. That's Beferish and Gemara. There's nothing to pilpul about. Kuli Amalo pleads Mizonos. So we answer one and two quickly. Three. What's the Chiddush of Taisa Legabe Kol Sheyeshbo? What's the Makor of this Svar of this Chiddush? Let's get it. Tois on the bottom of Laman Bevav and Bez, we spent a lot of time on, and Tois is Mechadish, a very beautiful Chiddush, where he claims that even though Rav and Shmuel said anytime there's any type of Chamesh Minim in a mixture, it'll warrant a Brehme name Zonos, but Tois said a Chiddush Nifla that it's used as a binding agent, which we call the Dabek Ba'alma. Tois says it loses its Koyach, and therefore the Bracha will not be what? Will not be Mizonis. Could be other things, could be Adama, could be Shako, could be AIDS, whatever it might be, but Lamaisa, the din, what we offset the din of Kol Sheyeshbo with this svar of Ladabik Baalma. And Rabbi Kivegas Mitzayin, where'd he get it from? Tais didn't invent the wheel, he said. Tais got it from a Gemara. Which Gemara? The Gemara later on, God willing, get to it in the year, but the Gemara has later on a Lama Tesimut Alf discussing the turnips. And the Gemara has a concept. If you have the turnip and the turnip has flour in it, so the Gemara says, what's the din in that case? So Gemara says, well, don't worry about the flour because the flour is ledabek ba'alma, meaning the Gemara has that svara. The Gemara says the reason why you'd say that on the turnip brei pri adama, what do you mean? There's a lot of flour. You cook the flour. You cook the turnip with a lot of flour. Gemara says, forget about it. The only reason why you put the flour in is in order to what? And in order to let the bake ba'alma, in order to do it for the tafshul, that it's binding, it was not l'shem mazon, and therefore it's tafel, loses its koyach, and therefore the bracha remains brei pri adama, and turns to say adama. But that svara of ladabik ba'alma appears where? Lamed tesim and aleph, and that's where Rabbi Kivegas Mitzayin, that's what Tosis got it from. That the din of ladabik ba'alma offsets that din of Kol Sheyeshbo. Okay, that answers number three. Four. So that's what I mean when I say, what's the makor of that svar? The makor of that svar, Rabbi Kivegar's Messiah, that's what he's driving at in that Gemara. That's three, four. What does Rabbi Kivegar ask on the Lashon of Taisus, the Eino Tzarech? I really should have put that in quotes. You should put it in quotes, guys. The Eino Tzarech. Put that phrase in quotes. Taisus says the following. Taisus says that what happens in a situation where you want to put a lot of flour into beans, or for that matter, lentils, or for that matter, leeks, or for that matter, an almond that a chola needs. The doctor prescribed for the chola that he should have almonds. They put a lot of flour there. And since they put a lot of flour there, Tosa has a line, they're putting the flour there, k'dei sheyisod alev, please get it, in order to fortify the guy's heart. So he says, in that case, you have to say a what? In that case, you have to say a brevin in Mizonos. But then Tais says, if you use the flour as a binding agent, you don't need to say Brehme Nimzos. Eino Tsarach Lavarach Brehme Nimzos. That's a Lashon HaTaisis. Okay, Sam? Eino Tsarach Lavarach Brehme Nimzos. So Rabbi Kivegar says it's a Lashon Kayata. Very curse, very terse rather, very terse and succinct. In fact, it's not right. He shouldn't say Eino Tsarach Lavarach. He should say what, Akiva? He should say what, Natano? Eino Yachol. He cannot say it, Lamaisa. It'll be a bracha levatala, Lamaisa. He should say, Eino Rishai. Eino Yachol, Eino Rishai. To be exact, like Jacob saying, it should be Eino Rishai. Eino Yachol be synonymous, but Eino Rishai. You're not able to. It's not permissible. You'd be saying the wrong bracha. Wrong bracha, we know, is what? Is a bracha levatala. According to the Rambam, which one of the asserts of Dibris are you over with a bracha levatala? Lotisa, Tyson Rosh Hashanah, what taf? Lama Gimel Av says only the Rabbanan. It's an asmachta. Can't take God's name in vain. So Tais, the Rambam says, including that, is a bracha levatala, bracha sheni tzricha. One of the guys in the shul texted me yesterday, while we were at the rally, should they say the bracha arei arazim? That time, I didn't know how many people were there. I said, unsure of numbers. I don't ever like to text back, I've never liked to text back psakim if people ask me shahs. I always call because people many times misunderstood. If I called him, he couldn't answer. So I did text him. I said, unsure of numbers, savik brachas lahakal, be well. That was the text of my text. So I was unsure of the numbers. I heard afterwards there were 290,000 Yidden. Now, some of them might have not been Jewish, but majority, I'm sure, were. So I don't know. Maybe we should have said 100,000. So it says in the Mishnah Brachos later on. Okay. So that's Rabbi Kivager's kasha. Kind of ain't a tzarech. Should be in a rishai. He shouldn't be able to do this. If it's Ladavik Baum, he shouldn't be able to say Mizonos. Doesn't have the koch of Koshi Yeshbo. That's number four. That's a Gilyan Hashas kasha on the Lashon Tosfos in itself. Five. That was four or five. What is the suffix of Tosfos Legabe Shkedim? Shenostin Kemach. The what? Bishkedim Lechola. Tosfos has a suffix. What's Tosfos' suffix? Why did I say it's a suffix? Because Tosfos says Tov Lahachmer. Obviously he's hedging. He doesn't know what the din is. His suffix was, when you have make these almonds with a lot of flour in it, Sam, he says you should what? You should be machmer swallow betoch hasudin. Because a motzi will what? Motzi will potter it. I'm sorry, the benching, the motzi will potter no matter what. And therefore you'll be potter mimonafshach. Okay? So what was Tosfos' suffix? Tosfos' suffix was, he's not sure whether you say a brayman in Mizonos. He's not sure whether what? He's not sure whether you'll say an eitz. Because if it's l'davik ba'alma, it loses its koch of the davik. Loses its koch of kol sheyeshbo. So that was the what? That was the suffix of Tosfos. Please get it. You'll tell me, Rebbe, where does he say? He doesn't say yesh l'sapik, like we had Tosfos Lamed Zayin Ma'av. He doesn't say nistapik. You don't always need that. You have to read into the words. When he says mi yesh l'achmer, that's what he means. That's the suffix that Tosfos has. You got to know what he says, and then we're going to talk about it in lumps. Yes, quickly bench, and then Jacob.
The concept of the
Yoyin Hashas
was, you should not make
a brachos. Tosfos Losho is, you don't need to say it. What do you mean you don't need to say it? You can't. Yeah, it's L'davik Ma'alma. If it's L'davik, you shouldn't be able to say Mizonos.
I thought he said it's
He's not sure about it. That's what he's not sure. He writes it like that. He writes it like that, L'maisa, but doesn't know what the din is, L'maisa. One side is that it's Kesesi Yiso. That's one side in the suffix. Might be Yiso, might be Ladavik. Okay? And therefore you should eat it during a bread meal. Correct. Well said. Yes, Jacob.
So what is the push of shot of the suffix is whether you make a Mizonos or a Hatz on the Shkedim?
Yes. And therefore to get out of the suffix, what does Tosfos recommend?
Eat
in the middle of a meal. Correct. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch quoted, which we'll get to. Okay? Remember the Shulchan Aruch quoted it?
Yes.
What was the Reish Beis? No?
Reish
Ches Sif Beis. Sif Gimel. Excellent. Very good. Proud. Very good. Sif Gimel. Yeah, he has a suffix here. Tov La'achmer. Correct. Yes, Jim. Yes, Nate. Go ahead.
The suffix is, if you say the Mizonos or Hatz on it, but really the suffix in, like, if it's finding or if it's Yiso.
We're going to get to this now, but I'm saying the words of the suffix of Tosfos is you don't know what brach is. We're going to set up what the lumbus is. Okay, I want you got to know what the suffix is, and I want you to understand that. I'm stressing that because you say, oh, Rebbe doesn't see Yeshua Sapik like it did in Lamed Zayin by Kos Sechita. Sometimes you got to read within the lines. Akiva, you got me? Then the answer is number what? Number four. I'm sorry, that was five. Six. What does Rebbe Kivager ask on the suffix? I'm sorry. Yeah. What does Rebbe Kivager ask on the suffix of Tosfos? We're up to six. Rabbi Kivager says, I don't understand what your suffix is. Last time I checked, an almond is a nut. And you say, I ate some nuts. It's not Dvarim Aboy and Metoch HaSuda. It's not things that come into a Suda. They're things that Dvarim Shaloboy and Metoch HaSuda. They don't blend into the Suda. If they don't blend into the Suda, what do we say on fruit in the meal? You say, I ate. So he blasts by Akasha. He says, Marbina Shaloy. He says, the Shkedim are what? Shkedim are Lamaisa. Yeah? Hashkedim Lamaisa. Shkedim Toch Suda, Ton Bracha. The Dvarim Abayim Shalom Machmas Asud. Of course you need a bracha. What's your suffix? That's six. Seven. How was the Taz Masber the suffix of Tosfos? Okay, going back to the suffix of Tosfos. We had three ways to be Masber the suffix of Tosfos. Okay, in Lumbus. Okay, number one was the Taz. The Taz said, very interestingly so, the Taz basically made somewhat of an Okimtan, Reish Chesif Dalid. He said, we're talking about a scenario where the flour was used, l'maisa, l'dabek, but there was a lot of flour to the degree the rove of the mixture was flour. So does the rove offset l'dabek? Does it trump l'dabek? You start off in the zonas. And then if you use the flour l'dabek, it drops it to what? Whatever the thing is going to be a brach eitz. But if you use it as a rove, maybe it trumps l'dabek and go back to saying the zonas. That's what Tosfos is unsure of, says the Taz. That's what he wants to read into Tosfos. Okay, we pointed out, Lamaisa, that the Prima Gaudim, the Shartzion, L'maisa point out that there are those who are cholik on the taz and say even if it's a rove, if it's lebek, you won't say mizonos. Okay, l'maisa that those who argue on the taz. But the bottom line is that that's the way the what? That's the way the taz wants the what? Wants to be masber this suffix of taisus. Okay, so what do? Since I'm not sure what to do, eating a bread meal. Yes, Jacob.
How does eating a bread meal though, according to the taz? Like, how does that? According to him, it's still the suffix that it's mizonos or hadama. I mean, or
ha'eit.
That's what he's saying the
suffix
is, because when there's a lot of flour,
right?
How does eating it in the middle of the meal get
help
you with the
suffix?
You mean on the
side
that it's
an
on the
side
that's
an ha'eit?
Toss it
into that question. He's answering the first question.
No, he's answering what the suffix of Tysus was.
Right.
What was the suffix of Tysus? No, but Jacob's asking how. Jacob's asking how does that really solve the suffix?
Right. But it's not a good question right now. It's that question would still stay. We're not asking the same question. The figure is not what Tysus is coming to.
No, no, we're on seven. We're on seven.
I understand. Taz is explaining what the suffix is. He's not explaining how the suffix
is. Yes, the
suffix
right, but you have to fill in the blank and say, how is it the solution going to solve that?
Either way, our solution doesn't solve it.
Tosas says, you're right. You're right. But I'm saying, in Tosas' eyes, he did solve it. And according to the Taz, according to the way the Taz read it, the way he read the Taz, how are you solving it? It's a good horror. Okay, it is. Let's assume that he was assuming that the Shkedim are betof the suit. Let's assume that he was saying that the Shkedim would be considered. He's not assuming like Rabbi Kivega's kasha. No, what Nate's saying is good horror. Let's not assume Rabbi Kivega's kasha. Let's assume Lamaisa. You have a tzad. You have a suffix. You don't know what the bracha to say. So you say you're going to say Mizonah's going to say Aitz. In this situation, what are you going to do? So Lamaisa, have a bread meal. And if you have a bread meal, in other words, okay, I mean, Jacob's also making a good horror. Lamaisa, the truth of the matter is, how is it really solving it? How is he really solving it on that side? It's a good horror.
Yeah, the suffix is supposed to be solved by the fact you're eating the suda. This suffix is still not solved by the fact you're eating the suda. Because you're supposed to make a rough on the stadium if it's a
eight. We have answers.
Let me ask you a question, and this is what I think Nate's trying. Forget about the Taz. How do you learn Taisus? How do you learn Tosis? How is Tosis Eitz and Eitzah?
Right, that's the problem. I don't
okay,
know.
So I'm saying even with, so what I'm saying what I'm saying is even without the Taz, what Nate's saying, no matter what you're going to have to say, you have to answer the Kivager's Kasha. Okay, let's assume you'll answer that no matter what. Okay, and once you answer that, then the Eitz will be found. But what I'm pointing out is that even without the Taz Hesper, just shouting Tosis, what was the suffix? So that's in essence what Rabbi Kivager's asking. Rabbi Kivager's kasha is, so you guys are both saying good. You guys are both saying good. What I'm saying is, no matter what, Lamaisa, you got to answer Rabbi Kivager's kasha. So I'm saying, assuming you're going to answer Rabbi Kivager's kasha, that's the answer.
Well, then all the Taz is adding on is that Tosos is now saying that in this case with David Bahama, the reason why he's going to stop it is because there's a lot of flour, and Rome is the flour.
Yes. Yes.
Otherwise,
it would be clear the BIAs.
Otherwise,
it would be clear. But I'm saying Tais, he's saying a chiddush because that's not the submarine of Tais. He's making a kimta. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Whatever. We're all saying the same thing. Everyone's saying good. Good. Excellent. Okay. That answers number what? Keep you with me. That answers number what? Number seven. Okay. Eight. How does Eli Araba match with the subject of Tais? So the Araba says, which I thought was the push-up shot, is that when you put this amount of flour in the almond, how do you view that? Alpi Allah Sam. Do you view that as Ladabek or do you use it as Kedili Svoa? That's actually the Shiloh. And that's the way the Mishnah Berurah says it as well. Lamais and Eli Araba. The Araba says, Taisa says, swallow the Tuklasuvim because Lamais sometimes it's the Derek Lesod. And Mishnah Berurah says, it's very hard to evaluate sometimes. Is this Ladabik or Kedil Lisod? So Tais says, swallow the Tok the Suda. Swallow the Tok the Suda, then you'll be what? Then you'll be okay. Halach Lamaisa. Okay, that's within our Shalom says it as well. Halach Lamaisa. Okay?
The
issue is, Akiva, you want to be Masber, what the longness of the suffix is. So that's exactly what Tais is saying, is when you put this flour in the almond, how do you view that? It's very hard to evaluate the amount of, when you put that flour into the almond, was that ledabek? What makes it ledabek? Is it ledabek or is it lesol? That was Gufa Taisa saying. Yeah, but he's repeating in lumps what the svar is. It's very hard to say, well, how much, when you put a certain amount of, well, forget about a rov. Let's say it's not the rov. Let's say it's exactly half. So if you put half of the flour, do we view that as a binding thing or do we view that as a fortifying thing? That was Tyson Suffolk. Okay.
And then that makes sense with how he answers. So if it's the davis or whatever, so you would make it not still
davis. Still going to be the same issue because whenever you say the davis, go back to eights. Okay. Okay. Good. Everyone's saying good. That's eight. Let's see nine. How did the Merume Sada say the Netziv? And how did this answer the Kasha of Rabbi Kivager on the Kasha of Enot Sarah? So the Netziv said a very, very interesting Kiddush. And the Netziv said that Taisus was mistopic like an ice cream cone. If you assume on an ice cream cone, you say two brachas. You say Mizonis on the cone and Shako on the ice cream. That's exactly what was mistopic here. You're definitely going to have to say an Aetz on the Shkaden. The question is, you also have to say on the Kemach, Bremen and Mizonos. Basically, are you saying one bracha, or are you going to have to say two? Do you say only Aetz, or are you going to have to also say Mizonos? So that's a very beautiful way to read Taisus, because Taisus now's resolution makes a lot of sense. Eat it in the bread meal, and then you're okay no matter what. Because you're going to say Aetz, and by saying it in a bread meal, what are you doing? You're only going to have to what? You're not going to have to say Mizonos, so all you have to end up saying is Aetz. And if you say it like this, it answers up the Rabbi Kivager. Very good. Because why did Taisus say Enot Tzarech? Exactly that point. If I have it in a bread meal, I don't have to say the Mizonos.
You look at this answer with the Talmud and the Rabbi, and it all makes sense.
And also, if you say like this, Lamai, what did you say?
This answer also comes with the Talmud and the Rabbi. That's what we're learning. That Talmud and the Rabbi are asking what the subject is, and we have this kasha, and then the Sif comes in and explains the kasha. Meaning, according to the Talmud and the Rabbi, this could be also answer that question as well. You should
have
learned the
Sibin too. Well, I don't know. That's how the Taz doesn't say that. The Taz and the Rabba don't say it. No.
No, they don't say it. But the Taz says the something is whether the flour, right? So you can say it. So
I know, but this is a new twist, though, Binet. This is a third twist.
Jesus' question is, how does the Suda help the Taz? You can just say that it's the same thing. And you make out eight, and the question is it flour or not?
Yeah, but they weren't learning the suffix. You say two or one. They were saying you're only saying one. And which one is it?
But who said it? Why do you think that?
That's for sure. That they said the way they say it is that it's either one or this one or that one. Not do you say both. It's a good thought you're saying, but they don't say that. They say it's either this one or that one, and the third shot is it's either this and also that. That's what I'm saying. Okay? It's a good thought, but they don't say that. That's what I'm saying. So that answers why it's going to say Eino Tzara. What did you say?
Tosos doesn't say that either, but it's the reason
to it,
you know?
Tosos what?
Yeah, I know.
Tosus doesn't what? I don't hear you. What do you mean Tosus doesn't say that? Tosus doesn't... No, this is... We're reading it within the lines of Tosus.
The Taz uses the same lotion on Tosus to say you don't need a
I understand, but to assume like the Netziv, you're saying two is a bichidish. Poshup shot is pilpling. Which one you're going to say? Okay? I think that's a poshup shot. Yes, Akiva, go ahead. No, eights is only an almonds. Eights or Mizonos. So you're definitely going to say eights and almonds. Question, do you also say Mizonos on the flour? That's the question. Okay, and if you have a bread meal, you solve that. Sam, you got it? Okay.
Same question with sushi.
Okay, with sushi we said you should say both brachas. Correct. Excellent. What number are we up to? That answers number what? That answers nine. Okay, ten. How did the Gan HaMelech and the Mishnah Berurah answer the kasha of the Gabi Shkedim Tov Asuda? The second kasha of Ikivega. Okay? Sushi could say, if you separate out, you say different brachas. Okay? Whichever it is. Tuna, you know, the tuna, the shako, the zonis, you know.
Which one first?
Zonis
first?
Zonis always first, yeah, for sure.
Hey, what should I do today? Should make the zonis have a little piece of rice and then make a shako and have some fish?
Yeah, I like to separate it. Separate it all. Say a bracha. Yeah, separate it. Very good. Okay, what number? Let's go, guys. Number 10. Oh, how did the Gan HaMelech and the Mishnah Berurah answer up the kasha? So we said like this. What do you mean? Shkedim are not things that flow into a suda. So therefore, for sure it's eitz. What kind of eitz is this? Doesn't help you at all. Definitely helps you, says the Gan HaMelech and the Mishnah Berurah. Because we're talking about Rachman al-Tzan, a chola that needed almonds. Therefore, he's kovei a suda on almonds. When you're kovei a suda on almonds, it automatically is your entree. That's varma boim tachas a suda. Motzi patas you, l'maisa. A motzi patas you. If you kovei a suda on Paris, you don't say eitz on them. You have a fruit meal with bread. You don't say eitz. Bread is motzi everything. So that's the pshat they wanted to make. But it's meduyik l'maisa. And how do we say this fits very well with the Shulchan Aruch? Because the Shulchan Aruch only quotes it l'gabi what? This eitz l'gabi shkedim. He doesn't quote it by the other things of Taisus, like, you know, by the leeks and by the lentils and the beans. So it comes out that they're koveyasu. You're not usually koveyasu on beans and that kind of stuff, but the almonds, you could be. The guy needs it for stomach, whatever it is. The doctor's prescribing it for strength, whatever it is. Lamaisa, you can understand that. And we had a kasha on this, though. Please get it.
So what does that solve?
That solves the kasha, the eight, the shkedim. So the second kasha we gave her, shkedim are not tochasuda. Are not, okay. They are, you're koveyasuda. That's dafka lechola. The guy's koveyasuda on the almonds.
Why is it anotar?
What'd you say? No, that Anotzarek was the previous one. This is the second kasha, Ben Shavrib Kivega. Second kasha we gave her is what was the Eitzah to eat it in the meal? The almonds never flow in and blend into the suit anyway. That was the second kasha we gave her. First kasha was on the Anotzarek, whether it's the Dabek or not. The Nitziv answered that kasha by saying, do you say one or two? You follow me? Okay, don't confuse it. I want you to make sure you look at it inside so you got it strong. Okay? All right, that's 10. 11. What's the kasha? I'm sorry. Why didn't we like that shot? You remember? Why didn't we like that pshat, Lamaisa? Why didn't we like that pshat? You guys remember? I want you to get two nakudas on this question. I meant to add another question. 10. You got 10? 10, that's the answer of Tfar 10. Add two nakudas on the 10. Please get it, Nate. The Tilul of David asked on that. He said, it's Mashon Taisus, we're not talking about that. It's Mashon Taisus that the Chola needs it. So it's like a dessert you're having it. It's not Mashon from Taisus that you're Koveya Suda on the what, Shkedim. It was brought in as a dessert. And because of a suffix, therefore lomaisa, I eat it in a bread meal. That doesn't make it dvar maboy machon suit. It's not from mashon taisus here being koveya suit on almonds. That's what the Tilul of David asked. Halach lomaisa. Okay? That's what the Tilul of David asked. Halach lomaisa. Interesting. Okay. He said, from the mashmos ataisus, it's very difficult to say that. He said, lomaisa. It seems like the derek acholim, you see, the shkedim is a dessert, shalobat hasuda, and that's why you're suggesting having it in a what? Having a bread meal. Well, it doesn't help. That was the kasha. It doesn't seem like you're being koveya suda on almonds. The doctor's prescribing it, and in your dessert, make sure you have almonds. And then the next nakuda on 10, please get this. These added nakudas, they should have been asked that question. What did the Ola Safraim answer? Remember the Ola Safraim's answer? You made it into a what? A chocolate spread. Instead of a chocolate spread, you made it into an almond spread. If you make it into almond spread, that becomes what? Dvar Maboy Machmas Asuda. And there was, it's like the tafshel. You're making like a tafshel that they ate with pas. And that's why I tell you, said the word legamo. Legamo, but talk about just like there's chocolate spread you guys have seen in Eretz Yisrael, there's almond spread. And they made it like legamo to eat it with toch asuda. So don't ask me to kasha that shkedim are regular fruit, that dvar shalom boy machmas asuda. They're bach machmas asuda. Not a problem at all. What'd you say?
That's going to be a haiz. Wouldn't that be shalom? What's the point for those?
Excellent. That you're saying that it's such a davar pashut lemaisa. You're saying it's such a davar pashut. You shouldn't be Benji asking good. Benji's saying you've made it into a spread. Maybe you should make it be a davar pashut. That it should be what? Should be. But that's you're saying on the tzad that it's aetz. You mean? You say what's the suffix that it's aetz? Could be that we're going to see there's a Gemara that says if you take something, a date, and you smash it into a paste. And it remained, you didn't mix other things in it. It could be that it's AIDS. So it's not so push. Not so push. But what it does do, the making into a paste, transforms it into a what? Are you with me, Nate? Transforms it into a boim bachasuda. You got me? That's what it does, Ben. That's the purpose of it. Yes, Akiva.
No, I thought there's no problem if you make it into a paste, you're eating with bread, no?
Right. Right, so Benji's saying, Lamaisa, if that's what Tosas was really talking about, yeah. Benji's pointing out that what was Tosas suffering? You know, there's no tzad to say. It should only be, it's a sharp aura. So I'm responding to him, it's not so posh. There's a memorial later on in Lamaches that says if you make paste from a date, it still will retain AIDS. So it's not so posh. Okay. All right, that answers number one. Nate, you with me?
Yeah.
That answers number 10. Please get those two nakudas. You want me to chazer 10? 10 was, what was the answer to the creator's kasha? The first answer is what? Mr. Brewer gives an answer. Ganamel from Mr. Brewer. Say that what? That a guy was a chola and he was koveya suda on the shkedim. If koveya suda on the shkedim, of course it's a good eitzah. Tilul David says, it's not mashon tais like that. It's mashon tais. The doctor said, have it for dessert. Have it for dessert. That it's not boy machas suda. How does it help you? So the Ola Safraim answer, no, you made it into a what? Paste. Make it into a paste, then therefore the eitz is good. Freck Benji, very good horror. If you made it into a paste, it should be a davar pashut that it's not going to be eitz. The bread, you know, what's the difficulty? Well, there should be no suffering anymore. If you're talking about a case of that, Terence says, I'm saying it's not so pasha. Dufsha de tamri, we say if you keep it as a base, you might retain eights. Yeah, go ahead, Betch. I mean, Akiva, go ahead.
The first point.
The Gan HaMelech and the Mishra Brewer, Reish Chesif Kudigim. He answers the kasha. So I want you guys to get a taste of, more than just a taste of, no pun intended. A lot of times you learn Mishra Brewer, this is the way you learn Mishra Brewer. You want to learn halacha, you have to know the Gemaras. We always say, you want to be a posuk by Rebbe, Rav Zalman Lechem taught us. You have to know the lomdas. You can't just, it's not a computer. You have to have a, you have to know the sugya. So you're learning the taisis, Rebbe Kivegas Kasha. Mishra Brewer gives an answer. Oh, Mishra Brewer is halacha. This is Gemara. No, that's not the, Gemara is halacha. It's all one thing, Amais. It's all one thing. The Sharatzian, if you didn't see it inside, look it up. Reish Ches, okay? Reish Ches, Sifkat and what? Yud Gimel. Okay, here we go. Then answers number 10, 11. What was the kasha that Taz on Taz Lagabi Shahaka? Taz asked a very, Taz asked a wonderful kasha. Yeah, why don't you just say Shahaka, Lamaisa? Why don't you just say Shahaka? The Gemara says later on, Daf Memo Meral, do you say Shahaka and everything? Yatsa. So what's the big deal? Just say Shahaka. Like you said, Akiv, you're not sure whether you say Haetz, Natanel, please get it. Haetz or what? It's Haetz or what is it? Nizainis. What's the big deal? Just say Shahako. Shahako is the best bracha kolelis in the world. What's the second best? Mizonos. Mizonos is good at everything except what? Water and salt, we said from the Gemara Ber Halacha. It's a great kasha. That's the kasha of the Taz. That's 11. 12. What's the teretz of the Taz? Taz says, I'm sorry. Tosa says, I want you to swallow tuch the Suda. Taz is a beautiful way to read the Taz. Very, very new, novel way. Tosa is not mistopping on what bracha Rishonin to say. He said, for sure you would say Shaka. The suffix of Tais, according to the Taz, was what, Nate? On the Bracha Achrona. Correct. Excellent. Was it Aleitz V'Apreitz, or is it what? Or a Brain of Foshos. Okay? That's, and therefore, if you eat less than the Shavu Pruto, what's the din? If you eat from this almond less than the Shavu Pruto, what would be the din? You don't need a Bracha Achrona. All you need is a what? Bracha Rishona. Because you never say Bracha Achrona if you need a Shir of a Kazayas. You wouldn't have to swallow it in the Suda. Just say Shaka and finish, Lamaisa. Okay? So that's Taisa Suffolk. Taisa Suffolk is what's the Bracha Achrona? Everyone was bothered by it. You know, it's hard to read in Taisa, but it's not nuts. It's not crazy to read in Taisa. You could theoretically read it in the Taisa. That Taisa was mistopic about Bracha Achrona. It's harder to. It is harder to, but it could very well be. I mean, you get the impression from Taisa. He says, Mazinus, then you little Davik Bahama is what? Going to go to Eitz. And then all of a sudden he says, what? Tolachmir Tosuda. It's very hard to read it into the Taisus, we said. It is hard. It is hard to read into the Taisus, but okay. Lamaisa, this is what the Taz says. So the Taz wants to say Lamaisa. And at that time, you remember, we discussed Schnitzel. Remember that? We said on Schnitzel, what bracha do you say? The Iker one is what? The Iker part of it, Lamaisa. Actually, we'll get to that. We talked about Schnitzel in the next question. Let's leave that. Okay. That's the Taz. That's 12. 13. 13. That was the teretz of the Taz. In Achanami, basically, he said that Soviet is in the Bracha Achrona, Bracha Rishona. The Bracha Rishona, you would say, would be what? Shahako. Shahako is the best bet. Okay. 13. What does the Maimon Mordechai hold the Gabi Shahako? And what klal sprung, Novea means it stemmed, from the Machloikis Taz Maimon Mordechai? So it came up a very important Machloikis. The Maimon Mordechai says to the Taz, you're absolutely wrong. That out to say Shahako is only Yotze B'dievin. That is not a recommended resolution, or solution rather, we should say. It's not recommended at all. It's only a B'dievin to start zugging Shahako and everything. That's a B'dievin. L'chachilo, it's much better to say the bracha that's Ruya, and therefore if you eat this game and talk the Suda, what's it then? Yotze Chotzavaso L'chachilo. And you're definitely yotze what? You're definitely yotze yourself with hamotze lechem min haaretz. So that's not a b'dievin. To do that eitzah is absolutely praiseworthy. And therefore, lamaisa, what'd you say?
He goes back to say that you should have a tochsuda.
He says you should have a tochsuda, but what does he say? He says you can't say a shahako lamaisa like that. That's a b'dievin approach. Very b'dievin, Akiva. So he says, so therefore he says, l'chachila, it's better to what? It's better to eat it in the middle of a meal. Yes? Better to eat in the middle of a meal, and then you're going to be what? And then Amotsi will take care of everything. You have no problem at all. That is a eitzah that is l'chachila. And at that time, we pointed out this is a major machloikis. That the Maimer Mordechai is of the opinion, in a very strong way, The Maamar Mordechai is of the opinion, a very strong way, that that Lamaisa, and this is backed up, Mr. Brewer says, the Shartzin, Ostet Zayin, the Magen Avraham, Sim Reish Tal, Sifkan Chavav, that they say, Lamaisa, it is much, much better to eat a food in the middle of a meal than just to zug a shahakal to get out of it. Okay? And who argued on this? The Nazir Shimshin, we said. Who else argued in Nazir Shimshin? Yad Ephraim and Nazir Shimshin said not that way. They are equal footings. That you could say shahakal, and you don't have to wait to eat it b'toch hasuda. And who is shittas like that? We were chadish the Taz. Excellent. That's why the Taz holds like that. The Taz says that is a good eitzah. And therefore, halacha l'maisa is considered to be good. What's not clear, Jake? You're shaking your head. What wasn't clear? Mr. Brewer said like the Maamar Mordechai and the Magen Avraham himself, we said. The Magen Avraham and Reish Tal Sifkan Chavav. Okay, but we said that the Yad Ephraim and Nazir Shimshin that say they're equal footing must have held like the Taz. That's why the Taz was bothered by Taisus Kasha. And he said Taisus Kasha was just say Shakal. Right? Just say Shakal. So that forced the Taz to say the subject of Taisus on a Bracha Achrona, not the Bracha Rishon.
Why don't we hold the
Halacha L'maisa? We hold like who? Like the Mishabura, the Magen Avraham. You don't just zuck chocolate, you eat in the middle of a meal.
So I feel like it's the same thing. I agree with the fact that it might be the same thing.
Okay. You can agree like that, but the Pashat of Shat in the Mishnah says Yatza. What is Yatza always notion? No, what is Yatza always mashma? The word Yatza.
Bidyevit.
Pashat of Shat, it means Bidyevit. Okay, excellent, Jacob. It means Yatza Bidyevit. Very good. Okay, that's the Pashat of Shat. That's the way we want to say Allah Halamites. Okay, that answers number 13. 14. What is the din when the Ikar Tavshel is not from the Chamesh Aminim? What is the din when the Ikar Tavshel is not from the Chamesh Aminim? Please get it. That's what brought us to the Shadow of Schnitzel. So the Meiri says, there's a klal Kol Sheyeshbo. Kol Sheyeshbo, you say Mizonos. You with me? That's only Asher if you call it Hashem Chamesh Aminim. If you call the Tavshel Hashem Chamesh Aminim, then you'll invoke the din of Kol Sheyeshbo. However, if the Ikar Tavshel is a min acher, you just mix Chamesh Aminim in together, even if you did a L'Shem Tam, the halach would be, is that the Tavshel is the Ikar, and that's what the Rush says. The Rush says, Beferish, only in the Ikar Tavshel Chamesh Aminim. So therefore we said, according to the Rush and the Mihiri, by Schnitzel, you would definitely say Shahakol. Okay? Unless you put so much stuff on that you could rip off a piece, and it's only what? There's no chicken, it's just a crust. You know how they do that something like Kentucky Fried Chicken? Like we said by Kentucky Fried Chicken, Lamaisa, right? You can rip off the thing, there's no chicken on it. But I'm not talking about that case. Talk about regular schnitzel that's made. The Ikar, it's not called crust or crumbs. It's called chicken schnitzel. And the Ikar Tavshel is called chicken. So therefore, even if there's a din kol sheyeshbo, the Meiri and the Rush say absolutely not, the bracha would be shahakal. Who argued on this? The Rashba, Dirmaskal, Laman Zaymiz, and Dufshu says no. Even if the Ikar Tavshel is called chicken, nevertheless, if you put it there for taste, you will say a bray minay mizonos, halacha l'maisa. We said Rav Poskim say shahakal, and that's what we assume Ladina. Yes, Benj, go ahead.
So the Meiri and the Rush hold that you need two
factors. No, the Meiri and the Rush say something very simple. The only time you say kol sheyeshbo is when the Chamesh Aminim, the Ikar Tavshel is called from those Chamesh Aminim. You call it like a cookie. You call it like a, whatever it is, a donut.
Yeah.
If the Ikar Tavshel is called after being the Mizonos, then you invoke the Din Yeshayeshbo. But if the Ikar Tavshel like schnitzel is called chicken, that blocks and stunts the din of Kol Sheyeshbo, and then it will be a shahakal.
Essentially, you need it for it to be Kol Sheyeshbo.
Right, but I want you to know that it's easy to just say it. Kol Sheyeshbo, you will not say unless the Ikar Tavshel is on the Chamesh Aminim Dogim. Sam, I mean, you got it? You got it, Nate? Okay, what did you say? Rashba says that in such a case, halacha l'maisa, you would say Mizonos. As long as it's given over for Tom, I don't care whether it's called chicken schnitzel. I don't care. The bottom line is that the Mizonos were put there for Tom. One wasn't just for binding. If it's L'Tam, you should say what Mizonos. We all like the Rosh and the Meiri. Rav Poskim say on schnitzel, you say shakal. Unless I said you rip off a piece and you're eating that, that's a Mizonos. That's going to be a Mizonos. Yes, Jacob.
What if you were to have something that is not necessarily like, it's not pashut whether the thing is called based on whether it has the Chamesh Aminim in it or it doesn't.
I would suggest to say a mizonos on something else in the meal and shock on something else in the meal, and then you're covered. Okay? What do you mean it's not clear? What do you mean it's not clear?
I mean, like, let's say you have like some, like, some like gold type thing that happens.
Okay, depends what people call it, Lamaisa. What is it called? Is that the Iker Tavshel? I guess it might depend what country you're in, you know? Might depend what country you're in. In the case of schnitzel, I don't know, maybe there's a difference between Israeli and American. Usually American schnitzel is for sure chicken. Maybe in Israel they have a little bit more, but okay. It would depend, Lamaisa. But it's a kolon. If a guy's going against the general norm, then we say Butler Dites of Cologne. Okay.
Or he's on the Meir and the Rush.
The Rashba. Okay. What number are we on? That's 14, 15. What was it then when the Chamesh and Minna were coming Latte Raktam, Velo the Mataras Achiv? What's Mataras mean? Goal. It's not for the goal of eating. It's just for Tom. Okay? It's just for Tom. So the Prima Godin quoted from the Prichodesh that he felt that if it was just for Tom and it's not coming for eating, then we say Bray Minim Mizonos. Okay? Doesn't take it away from Kol She'eshbo. As long as you are what? You're doing Latei Tam, that's enough. Even if you're doing Latei Tam, this is the Prima Godim saying according to the Prichodesh. It's not Kol She'eshbo. Well, yes, it is Kol She'eshbo. Kol She'eshbo is not just for the purpose of eating, even for the Matarav Tam. It's like in the middle. Remember we said there's the Dabek on one extreme. What's on the other extreme, Sam? Sod, excellent. This is in the middle. Okay, this is the Pshat Lamais, the Prichodesh Shem, the what? The Primogodim according to Prichodesh. Now, the Bir Mordechai proof from the Rashba, that's correct, that he put the dog at Latei Tam, you say Abraham name is Onos. And we pointed out, we get to that God, when we get to that Taisa, Lamal Chesmav, when Taisa talks about beer, but when what broke you say on beer? So Taisa says, you don't say Mizonos on beer. Why not? So Taisus says because it's only put the you only see Mizonos on Dagon that's nosin rak tam. It's not coming la achilu. The only time you're going to say Abraham and Mizonos is when it's for the achilu. When it's just for the tam la maisa, that's not enough. So it seems like that Taisus is arguing.
That's the rest. The Rashba says if it's just for tam.
The Rashba says the Bir Mordechai quotes if the Dagon comes just for tam, also you say Mizonos. Allah la maisa. He agrees with the Prima Garden's diuk of what? Of the Prichodesh. Correct. The Taz argued on that. The Taz said not that way. The Taz said, anything that's not the Matarav Achil, you don't say Mizonos. So you have the Prichodesh, the Prima Garden's Medayik from the Prichodesh, and the Bir Mordechai's Medayik from the Rashba. Whereas the Taz says no. The Taz says it needs to be what? For the Matarav eating in order to say Kol She'eshbo. Okay? And what was the Raya that came from Taisus? Taisa said, why don't we say a brach on beer of Mizonos? What's the answer? Because it's only for Tom. What is that mashma? What's that mashma? That's mashma like the Taz. That it's only for Tom and not for the Matar of Achilim. You don't get a what? You don't get a Mizonos. So we dug up a Taisa that at least backed up who? Taz, exactly. Then we ding zacht on it. The beer of Mordechai ding zacht on it. How do you ding zacht on it? Because when Taisa says that you need to say a Mizonos on beer, that's when it's kedei latei Tom. But Shechar has no mamashas in it. It's just Tom alone. So if it's just Tom alone, of course you're not going to say Mizonos on Tom alone. But if there is some tangibility in there, even if the tangibility is only Kedei Tom, even Taisus would be Modi, you'd say a what? You'd say a Mizonos. So it's not so posh that Taisus is support for the Taz. The only reason why that Taisus writes in that case that it's not, you're not going to say Mizonos is because there's no mamashas there. If there would be mamashas for Tom, that would be enough to say Kol She'eshbo. Taisus would be masking to that. So Taisus would be a very, very what? It's not so positive that he's a support for the Taz. Okay. Everyone got that? Nate, clear? Please get that. Yes, Jake.
So what's the criteria for the Taz to make it into Mizonos? If it's not just Tom, it has to be like Lizot, he would say?
Yes. It's got to be Mamas Lizot. Anything short of that, remember we said the Matara Vachiv is the same as Kili Lizot. It's the same concept. Okay. And then answer's number what? 13. That answers 14, yes. And the answer was also 15 we did. 16. What is it in Kesher Chesmes and Minim Bo Laspia? Or even if it's not, you don't feel the tam. The reason why the Chesmes and Minim put in is Laspia, to satiate, but you don't feel the tam. You don't taste it at all. There's no taste there. You wouldn't know there's flour at all. But it was put there in order to what? It was put there in order to fortify it, to make it last with you. The meal would last a long time, but you don't feel it at all in your taste buds. What'd you say?
Given the
No, it's not Ladabek, because Ladabek, it's not put in there Kelaspi at all. This was put in there to fortify you.
So why is that so?
It was put in there. What'd you say?
It is,
but it's not Murgash Hatam. Usually Lasod comes with it that it's tasteful. It's there. You realize it's there. The caveat of this question is that it's not Murgash Hatam. It is Kedei Lasod, but it wasn't Kedei Lahargish Hatam. Usually Lasod comes with Kedei Lahargish Hatam. Nay, you got me? So what's the din in that case? Let's get it. So what does the Taz say? What does the Taz say? The Taz says, if you don't feel it, what's the din? I don't care. No, I'm not feeling it. You know how people say that phrase? What are you not feeling it? You got to get up for a minyan. You got to come to Seder. You got to come to Shir. I'm not saying it's easy every day after you come back with the rally and everything, but you got to come. This is it. This is the training life. We always say the discipline, right? This is what you got to do, Lamais. And this is what he says. He says, I don't care the Taz whether you're not feeling it. I don't care whether you're not feeling the Taz. The bottom line is that what? You need the Hargosh, the Laspi is there. And that's what the Shartzian says, Taisa meant Lesod. What does Lesod mean? Lesod means even if you would not be Margishit, I don't care. You're not such a culinary guy that you know your taste buds are not. You wouldn't know what you're eating. You just know it tastes good. That's all. You're not into the details. Right? As long as it tastes good. So the bottom line is that's enough. That's enough. So Lomaisa, not everyone agrees with this Taz. Remember we said that? The Bir Aloche points out there are those who argue on the Taz and the Rush. What did the Rush say? What was the key word in the Rush I said online 100 times? Come on. Jacob, what was the word in the Rush I told you online 100 times? In fact, you made fun of me about it 100 times, I remember that. We're chasing that Nakuda, remember? The Ikar was Ikaro. Remember Ikaro? It was Ikaro, yes? I didn't mean literally, you didn't make fun, but I'm saying Ikaro. You said you didn't have room for 100 lines. What is Ikaro? Ikaro, I don't care, Lamaisa, about Hargus's Tom. Ikar is the Ikar, Lamaisa. You need to what? You need to be able to taste it. If you can't be margishit, that's not called ikaro. Ikaro means the ability to taste. If you can't taste it, forget about it. We don't say kol sheyesh bo. Okay?
Who do you pass on that?
Good question, Ukivi. You took the words right out of my mouth. Who do we pass on that? Good question. It's a very good question.
The Rush is a Rishon and the Taz is an Akra. So
yeah, but what new? You correct yourself. What did the Shartzian say? That was the Taitz of Taisus. So in the Shartzian's eyes, the Taz has Taisus backing him up. Right? So you have a Malchus, Taisus, and a Rush. It's hard to keep it. It's a hard thing, Lamaisa. It's a hard thing. I don't know. If I had a Paskin, I would be no to more like who? I would be no to more like the Rush. Because the Biralach goes out of his way and says, not even agrees with this Taisus. You know what I mean? So you get the impression from the Biralach, he's siding a little bit the Rush. He makes a big deal of that Ikaro. You know that word Ikaro. So you get the impression a little bit like the Rush. That's what I would say. Push come to shove. Okay? Bir Halacha is in Simin, it's in Siftes, in Reishkes, Dibra Masko Mevarech. Okay? Dibra Masko Mevarech. You look it up. Okay? That answers number what? 16. 17, guys. Let's go. You ready? 17. I want you guys to work. You guys got to know this Gemara Klor, those prices, the top price, the second price, the third price. The top of the Yom, the middle of the Yom, the bottom. Yes? Okay, 17. What is the din kasher chamesh shemim shenasson some abasa tachun kedel rachech la dabek v'sheni puach yeraf? What's the din when the chamesh shemim are put in there in ground up meat, basa tachun, meat that's ground, in order to soften it and cling it, in order to bloat it? Remember we said like the kanish? Remember we said that meatball? We said actually the meatball case. What? Yeah. L'rachech means to soften. L'dabek means to cling. V'sheni puach, the bloating will be raf. Yeah, nipuach. Sheha nipuach. Vesheha nipuach. It's all one word. Yeah, Raf. Oh. So who brought this whole thing up, this whole topic? Davne Nezer, the great Sukkachova Rebbe. And he claimed that he felt, according to Taisus, whether you put the kemach in there for the shkedim l'chola, it's lesod yisimizonos. Here you're not doing lesod. So he felt you should say shahakol, according to Taisus. Yeah, well said. And then he said, even according to the Rambam, what did the Rambam say? Rambam said, Chamesh Aminim Rol Mizonos when it's Kedei Latet Tam. Excellent. Here you're not doing Kedei Latet Tam. There won't you be a Shahakol. What the Rambam also examples? Reach. What were the other examples of the Rambam? You put the stuff in the five Chamesh Aminim for what? for what was it? Reach or color, reach or tseva. Remember, he said you don't see a mizonos. So it's got to be. It's got to be the tchilat l'tayitam. You can't bat an eyelash on it. It's clear. L'mayis Avnezer says. So then he continues though. Please get it. And he dug up a sheet of gubetzes that said the following. And we saw it. Lamed Tesem Rav, he dug it up. Dir Maskev Lo, we have it in the green, the Shbracham Shaleshes. Do we ever get it? Did anyone ever find them? To buy them? If you're ever in a sperm store, I got to get them for you, okay? I'll buy it. As Blinetta, I said, I'd buy them for you. Yeah, you have them online? Okay, but I want to get it from the store. Blinetta, I have to call the sperm store. What did you say? I'll give you guys a matana with it. I got to give you guys who didn't have my safer and also the, listen to this. And also the Bracham Shaleshes, Blinetta. What does the Shidim Gubetz say? He says, if the Chamesh Amin are born, the Kavar is achilosom. The key word is achilosom. He says, Shim Chamesh Amin and Bola, Kavar is achilosom. Then you say Amazonos.
Who's that?
No, the Shidim Gubetz. Remember, he dug up a Shidim Gubetz, Lamatas Maral. So he says, according to this, you put the Chamesh Amin in for the Basar should be soft. Lamaisa, you're not doing it for the Kavan of eating the Chamesh Amin, you're doing it for eating the Basar. She says, if you took it really seriously, the Shidim Gubetz, on one hand, he's saying, I don't think you should say Kol Sheyesh Bo. But on the other hand, you are doing Litzrach Nipuach for the bloating of it. So maybe the bloating of it could be considered to be what? Achilas Chamesh Aminim. Because you are eating more, Shari Masha Ochel Kais Yosru Ochel Miyadagin. You're not just eating the meatball now, you're eating the what? The stuff that goes around the meatball. So if you're eating the stuff that goes around the meatball, my says could very well be that fits the portrait of Kavanas Achilasom. So he says, you know what? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you should say a Mizonos. Right? Maybe you should say a Mizonos. But then he says, no. But the bus, that's really the buser I want to be bloated. And if the buser is the one I want to be bloated, maybe that's not considered the Tzorch Achilas Chamesh Aminim. So at the end of the day, what does he conclude? Shahakol. The Maskana Davin Nezus Kachov Rebbe, you say a shakal, done. That's what he says, Allah Lamaisa. Okay? So I want you to get that. That case, at the end of the day, is a shakal. Machazar over. Again, he says, on one hand, Lamaisa, Bain Lafitaisis. It's only what? It's not this sort of shakal. According to the Ram, it's also not Latam. It's kind of like Rechard 7 shakal. But then he says, maybe it's Latzarach Achilasma and Shibu Betz is Lashin. Because you want to what? But he says, really, you're not doing achilasim with him. You do achilas abasim. Maybe you are, though, because you're eating more volume now. You're eating not just the meatball. Then he says, no. At the end of the day, he thinks that what? It's lotzorach achilas basar, and therefore the maskon is shahakol. That is the chiddush of Avni Nezer. Where is it? It's in Orachayim Chedakal, Simon Lamed Ches. Get a chance to look it up. It's in the Bismedrash. The Avni Nezer. Okay, what number we had? The Rav Zatzal. I was very fond of Avni Nezer. He used to say over Avni Nezer all the time. It's razzle dazzle lumps, like Rav Shachar Shlita always says. It's amazing, amazing, amazing. The lumps that he has. That's number what? That was number 18. 19. I'm sorry, it was 17. 18. What does the din, Kishena Mishra Minim, Kazayas Bechlechilis Pras, Legabi Brach Rishonim Vachrono? Here we brought up an interesting din, which I first said wrong, and then we corrected it. Okay, so let's chazer it correctly, Bezrat Hashem. The Gemara says later on, Mem Dalam and Aleph. It says in the name of Chanina, Kosher Michis Aminim, you say Amazonos, and it says what? You say Alamichim. Yes? What phrase does it say that? Kosher who? Please get this. Mevdal and Manalaf. But it doesn't say when it says Kosher Yeshbo, what the Bachachron is. That's how you present it. Please get it. Well, the Riff and the Rosh fill in the blank, and they say, don't worry about it. Kosher Yeshbo, you say Alamichim. No problem. Oh, yeah? That's according to the Riff and the Rosh. Who argued on this? The Ra'ah. The Ra'ah says, I disagree with you. And the ratio is Achilas, Kazayas Achilas Pras, which is a ratio in this case. Remember, I said the whole thing wrong. Nate and Jacob were bothered by it. They're correct. They're absolutely right. I was thinking about how long it takes to what? To eat be an Isser Chayv Karis or a Lav or a Yotzi Matzah or half the bench. It has nothing to do with that. When you invoke this shear, it's a ratio, which we said the Mishru is Mazur, an eighth. Remember, I looked it up right after shear? It was an eighth. It's an eighth. It's got to be an eighth of the what? The mixture. If it's an eighth of the mixture, the Ra says, well, then let's think. He says, if you don't have an eighth in there, halacha l'maisa, then you're not going to invoke Kishiyesh Bo, and you won't say Mizonos, you won't say Alamichya. Fine. But if it's an eighth, you will. Comes along the Avudram, and he quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, and he says, what are you talking about? Even if there's no Kizayis, but Chilis Pras, you say Mizonos, because it has Tam Dagan. I don't care, even if it does not have what? An eighth. Since it has Tam Dagan, it'll be what, Bracha? a mezonos, but the bracha achron will be what? Bread of fashos. Please get that. The bracha achron will be bread of fashos. That's what the Shulchan Aruch passed in Reish Chesif Tess. Please get that. Very interesting. The bracha achron will be a what? Will be a bread of fashos. We saw that in the fairies in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. And that answers number one.
Could you say again before
sure, let's start over the whole thing. You ready? The Gemara says, Amen Dal B'Shem Rechanine. It won't hurt if I say that. What does it say, Amen Dal B'Shem Rechanine? It says, if you say what? Kol Shehu, the bracha achron is what? Al Mechia. However, the Gemara never comments what's the bracha achron of Kol Sheyesh Bo. So the Rif and the Rush fill in the blank, and they say, you say what? Al Mechia. Comes along the Rosh, says, not true all the time. It's got to be a proportion of a ratio of eighth of it. A kazayas b'chlechnis pras, which in this case is a ratio of an eighth of the whole mixture. Less than eighth, you will not say what? You will not say mezoinis in an al-michi. And the Avudram said, you're wrong. He said, b'shem Rabbeinu Yonah, that even if it's less than eighth, as long as it gives over time, you will say mezonos, but it will be a ben afashos. And the Machaber said like the Avudram, you don't need a kazayas b'chlechnis pras. It can be less than eighth, as long as it contributes to time. Okay. That answers number 18, 19. What does the Magen Avraham say and the Mishnah Berurah? Vi Mishnah Berurah al Adin Hazeh. It should say Vi. Sorry about that. It's cut off. I don't know why it's not there. Vi. Should be Magen Avraham Vi Mishnah Berurah. Yeah, I have a Vav there in the original. It should be a Vav. Okay, it was cut off. Okay, what is the din of the Magen Avraham Mishnah Berurah on this din? You know what they say? They say, we want to comment on the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch just got through saying mezonos and what? Brit Afashos. He says, that's only if what? That's only if Davke, you mix what? Chamez Yaminim with what? Kemach Oriz V'dokhan, right? With rice and millet. But if you mix it in a regular tafshel straight up, then what's the din? They combine together and therefore what? They combine together. What's the din? Alamichya. Excellent. They combine the din and they say Alamichya. Well said. They combine the din, you say, Alamichya, even if what? The flour is not its own. It kind of like what? Kind of like augments. Remember we said that? It augments. It's an amazing thing, Lamaisa, because, what'd you say? Yeah, sure. Lamaisa, the Magen Avraham says that the Shulchan Aruch is going to talk about a case where you mix the flour with Kemach Oriz V'dolcha. Because we said it's all one thing. It doesn't combine. It doesn't even do anything. It's like you repeat the same thing. Remember we said it's Echadhem, Mara Echadhem, Ein Nirgash, Hevel Otam, Mishnei HaKamachim? Remember we said that Hezber? Magen Avraham said this Hezber. It's like you haven't added anything. What have you done? You haven't done anything. You haven't done anything, Lamaish, and then what? If you haven't done anything, then remains a what? Brains of Mizoinus and a brain of Foshus, Lamaish. Yeah? Well, Davudrom and Rabbeinu Yonah says, even though it's less than an eighth, but Lamaisa says, time diagnosis, you have brain of fashos. That's Dafka, Lamaisa, if you mix it with what? That's Dafka if you mix it with Kemach Oriz V'dochen, and that's all you have. That's what Jacob was saying. Remember, we said that's all you have. What did you eat? What did you make today for your lunch? You know what I made? I made a mixture of Chameshis, Kemach of Chameshis Minidagan with Kemach Oriz Rose. Must have been delicious, my friend says. Come on. If that's all you ate, what did you eat? What do you say? You say a mezonos and a brain of fashos. Umaisa. Okay? Say a mezonos and a brain of fashos. Because the bottom line is that what? The kemach you're eating is what? It's not the, you know, it's kemach, umaisa. So therefore, if it's only kemach and you mixed it together, so you're going to say a brain of fashos. But if you put it in a nice tafshel and everything, the tafshel augments the thing, and therefore the bracha will be what? Mezonos and alamichya. Magen Avraham, even though it's less than a what? Even though it's less than an eighth. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah, please get it. And he says, no. Even if you mix in a nice tafshil, there must be an eighth, at least a gzas klinis bras, in order to what? Bless you. In order to get what? In order to get alamichya. Correct. Says, if there's no chameshis mini dagan in there, I mean, if it's not an eighth, you will say a mezonos and a brin of fashos. Plain and simple. That's the din. Okay? That's the din, halacha l'maisa. And many gedol achrom argue on this Magen Avraham. Not Mr. Brewer points out. Many gedol achrom argue on this. It could be that the Vilna Gaon says, Machlis Rashi tells you later on the Malach and the Beis, when you don't have a Kzatz Kedil Rosh, will you say Alamichya? He says, according to Rashi, yes. According to Tosis, I'm sorry. According to Rashi, it's a Brenna Foshos. According to Tosis, Alamichya. The Gaon says that this Nekud is a Machlis Rashi tells you the Malach and the Beis. The Masko Rashi, the Masko Pas, tells you the Masko Ella. That's what the Gaon says. Okay, So that's the halacha. Obviously, if it is an eighth, then you're going to what? You're going to say al-micha. Even though let's say in the part you ate, there wasn't what? It wasn't poor portion. You follow me? Let's say the last part you ate, in the last morsel you added the thing, eighth of it was not chamesh minot. I don't care. If it came from a whole tafshul that was eighth of the whole thing, that's enough to say al-mizonos. That's an important nekuda. I don't know if we stressed that enough. I want you to get that down. Shaar Tzion writes that down. In Sifkat and Memhei. Okay? That the last little thing you ate, even though it wasn't an eighth, it doesn't make any difference. It came from that tafshul, that's enough. Halacha l'maisa. If it doesn't have l'maisa, k'nas, will you see al-micha? That's machlash Rashi Taisus. Okay. That answers number what? Number 1920. What's the din of chamesh aminim heim tafa? We have a famous din. What daf? What daf? Guys, once you know all the dafim, you get a real array of the whole masichta. Okay. What daf do we have in tafa? What daf? Come on, guys. What daf? You're trying to get out of it, Lamais. Trying to get out of it now, huh? Mem dalan amar aleph in the Mishnah. You're right. No. Jacob's right also. Jacob's right. That was in the Gemara. Excellent, Kiva. But in the Mishnah, we had it with the Malik and the Peres Kenusar. You remember that? Actually, Peres Kenusar was not in the Mishnah. The Gemara was Masvid. If you remember that, it was the Pasa and the Malik. But what do we point out from that sugya? Please get it. That tuffle means what? Tuffle. Ikar and tuffle is a very powerful cloud. Remember that? Ikar and tuffle is a very powerful cloud. Lamaisa. What were the two stories I was going to say there? One was about the Rav Zaharan Soloveitchik. What was the other one? With the Mizonos. There was another story I was going to say over. Remember what it was, Sam? One is about that he wouldn't have the cake. What'd you say?
What was the first one?
About the cake. The cake. He wouldn't have the cake on Shabbos. I'll have to say it. But, I thought there was another. Okay, what's the thing about Iker Tafel? You say the bracha on the Iker, potes a Tafel. Right? What happens if you're dealing with a situation where the flour, the chamesh aminim, are tafel? Kol sheyeshbo. Does kol sheyeshbo beat out the cloud of ikar tafel? Of course not. Ikar tafel is so strong, even pas loses, right? Pas can sometimes be a tafel. Yes? If pas can be sometimes a tafel, of course kol sheyeshbo is not used when it's a tafel. Please get that down. Meaning that if we have chamesh aminim are tafel, you don't say a bracha on them. Finished. The Ra'an, the Shidim Gubetz point this out. They say this whole din of Kol Sheyeshbo Lamaisa is talking about a Taruvis. But if it's not a Taruvis Lamaisa and the Chamesh Aminim are a Tafel, you don't say, Kol Sheyeshbo. That's nuts. There are two different things together. It's not a mixture. Kol Sheyeshbo is only when there's a Taruvis. And then you say Kol Sheyeshbo. See, Kol Sheyeshbo is by definition saying, even if it's a smaller amount, it wins, right? That's what Kol Sheyeshbo means. So that does that mean that Ikar and Tafel goes out the window when you're talking about? No, of course not. It's only being said when there's a taruvis. Nate, you got this? But when I'm talking about a conglomerate of foods and there's some, one's an ikar, one's a tafel, of course Kol Sheyeshbo loses. Yes, Akiva.
Couldn't we go back and say then that when it comes to a when it comes to like the Tom or anything like that, if you can't taste benzos in the food, wouldn't it be considered like a tafel in the situation? So therefore, there wouldn't...
That might be the svara. You're saying good. No, that might be the svara. Nurse Akiva is saying, the whole lumdus of Kol Sheyeshbo means that it beats out. It's no longer a tafel. That's the whole chiddush of Kol Sheyeshbo. So anytime you water down the power of Kol Sheyeshbo, nachama becomes a tafel. You're right. You're saying good. If you're not marking it, maybe it goes back to autopilot. What's the autopilot? That it's a tafel. But I'm just pointing out, you might have said once Rav and Shmuel, like they broke the barriers... That they broke the beers, they brachadish kol sheyeshbo, the whole din of ikar tafel go out the window. It's not true. That's only in the Taruvis did they say that din. Yes, Jacob.
So when is a case where it is tafel, then if it's in the Taruvis, it's not going to be tafel. So
right.
But what's an example of a case where it would actually be
tafel? I have a huge, huge thing of ice cream. Huge, like I'm eating out of the whole gallon of the ice cream, and I have a little bit of a wafer. It's a very small wafer to dip in. So there's no, if you viewed it as all one conglomerate, there's no doubt the ice cream is there. In that case. I'm just saying, okay, let's assume that case. It's not an ice cream cone. It's like really small. It's like a really small thing. So then you could say, what do you mean it could be a tafel? The ice cream is thicker, this is a tafel. Kol Sheyeshbo. That's not said if it's not a taruvis. Okay? That's a chiddush.
What if you're eating like cookie dough ice cream? That means
we talked about that when you weren't here. Someone brought it up in Shir. We said if you could pull out the globs and save his own son. Excellent. Very good. Okay. That answers number 21. Halacha l'maisa. Now let's get this. I left this as the last three questions. Let's get this, guys, okay? Okay? What is the halacha? Halacha l'maisa. What bracha do we say on Orez? What is the bracha? We should have gam bracha in front of a lama. It's plain and simple. Rav and Shmuel were slugged up vis-a-vis rice because they say what? What did Rav and Shmuel say? You really should say shahakol and what? Brain of Foshos, yes? They were slugged up vis-a-vis that. We say a mezonos? Yes? And we say a what? Brain of Foshos. Plain and simple. They were slugged up. Okay? Fine. That's 21, 22. Actually, I'm sorry. 21 didn't finish. Why? Why do we make that split? We were bothered by that. You got to know this. So here we said the Rosh. The Rosh said, even though Or is not from the Chamisha Minyan Dagon, but it's, since it's called Mazon, it's Maspi of a Soid Lev, you say a Mazonos. But you don't say Alamichia, because it is plain and simple not from the Shivas Aminim. Done. Bracha Achas is Lonitka only on Shivas Aminim. Okay? You got that? Now, you got it? Now, as a segue to this, this is part of 21. Take a look at the Gemara. What does the Gemara say in Amud Beis? What's the Lashon Lamed Zayin Beis? Kol She'eino what? I was chazering this yesterday at the rally. Okay? What does it say this? We sat around the rally for 5 years. You had to learn, you know what I mean? What does it say? Kol She'eish Bo what? Did you notice this? I didn't say this in Shir. This is, I want you to get this. What does it say? On the bottom. Reb Yudom, I'm reading in the middle. Kol Oshu Meshivis Aminim V'lo Min Dagan. Yes? Omin Dagan Law Supas. Yes? Yes? What is this notion in the next phrase? Kol She'eino Meshivis Aminim V'lo Min Dagan. What do you mean Kol She'eino Meshivis Aminim V'lo Min Dagan? Isn't Dagan one of the Shivis Aminim? Rishash asks this kasha. Please get that down. This is all part of 21. Kol She'eino Meshivis Aminim V'lo Min Dagan? Isn't Min Dagan part of Shivis Aminim? Sam, you basically asked me that this morning. The Slach asked us. What does it have to be so repetitive? Right? If you're not from the Shivas Aminim, you're not a Mindogan by definition. So, we said like this.
Okay, so which one should it say?
Just say, Kol She'eino Meshivas Aminim. Done. What do you have to say for Lo Mindogan? Dogan is one of the Shivas Aminim. If it's not from the Shivas Aminim, obviously it's not a Mindogan. Right? Write it like that. Anything that's not a Shivas Aminim is not a Mindogan. No? Slach asked that kashan. I should have asked it myself. All those 5 minim are included in Chita Sa'orah. Gemara says, M'sachim. What do we say? What's a Talmud of wheat? Oats. What's a Talmud of barley? Spelt in rye.
Wheat is.
No, I told
wheat
you.
Wheat is spelt.
Are you sure? Wheat was spelt and barley was oats and rye?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Yeah, I said it over wrong. Thank you. Wheat. The Talmud of wheat is spelt. Are you sure about this? Yeah, that's the way we said it. And the Talmud, the two Talmudim of barley is what? Is rye and oats. Yes? You got this? So I pointed out to Sam this morning, I showed it to him. Even though Lamaisa, those things are included in Chit and Sa'ora, but they're not Mefurish in the Torah. Since they're not Mefurish in the Torah, they're not considered Shivas Aminim. And there's a Tosefta that proves this. Perek Dal and Alach Yud Aleph. In Brachas, I showed Sam this morning. Tosefta's, you know, are in the back. In fact, I had it underlined. Baruch Hashem, right here. It says, Pas Sa'orin, Lokisman, El Sa'orin, Kimin Shiva, Kusman, Eno Mimin Shiva. It says, Beferes, not Mimin Shiva. So it's not from the count, Lamaisa, but that's why it had to say it like that. Kol She'eino Meshivis Aminim, V'lo Min Dagan. Because you might have thought it's like what? It's either, it might have been spelt, oats, or rye. Might have been one of those three, and that's why it had to go out of its way and say that. You got that? So again, why is this connected to 21? Because we're saying Mazonos because it's soid of what? Of the speed of a soid lathe. You know, I was thinking there are a lot of things that are soid must be a lathe, no? Must be rice is really square or cubed, soid. It is. If anyone ever has a stomach issue, the doctors, the GI guys always have rice. What's it called? Brat diet, right? Bread, rice. Forgot what is it? What is it? Bananas? What's the last one? I forgot. Okay. What'd you say?
Brat.
It's called brat diet. Bread, rice.
Apples.
Maybe apples. I don't remember. Okay, whatever it is.
Bananas, rice, apples, turkey.
could be. Okay, good. Okay, listen. Not that you should. Not that you should become a brat. Gassel Shalom. Not that you know a person doesn't. A brat's not a bentayer. A balgai, right? Okay. Okay. Good. 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 All right. Let's get this. That's 21. Guys, get this. 22. How did Rav Haigon and the Bahag Paskin Gabi Oris? Get it down. Rav Haigon, amazing psak. Rav Haigon, Paskins, believe it or not, along with the Bahag, that on rice you do not say Mizonos. You say Shahako and Renavos like Rav and Shmuel. That's nuts. Everyone asks on this. Rashba says you're against the Gemara. Didn't the Gemara say Tiyufta, Tiyufta? So the Rav Yah in Simen Kuf Memchas says no. So that's number 22. That's our Rav Haigon and that's Rav Haigon of Ag Paskin. Yes? It's against the Gemara. They say Shaako and Brain of Fossils. They pass them directly like Rav and Shmuel. The Rav Yos is against the Gemara. The Gemara says Tiyufta, Rav Shmuel, Tiyufta. Like Gabi Oris. We say what? Mizonos. And we say Brain of Fossils. That's it. Done. Right? How do you pass them Rav and Shmuel straight up? The Gemara said they're wrong. So that's 22 was 23 is what are the two ways to read the Gemara?
Are we going to answer that?
I did not answer. 22 is just what they paskin. 23 is what are the two drachim to answer the Gemara? What are the two drachim to answer up the Gemara? If you hold like Rav Haigon and the Mahag, it's mamash against the Gemara. So we said two pshatim. I didn't say it in Shir. I said it to the guys today in Seder. Number one, the Rav Yah says. Then when the two dots says Amar Mar, the second two dots, it's a continuation. When it said Tiyufta, 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 that was only a what? A Havamina. In fact, the Girsa is that it was no second word Tiyufta. Tiyufta, Rav Shmuel Tiyufta is a slam dunk Tiyufta. It only said Tiyufta once. And the Gemara continued in the Amar Mar and said, oh no, Amar Mar is a continuation of the answer to the Tiyufta. And what was the answer number base? Vitani. What do you put in Oriz L'Basofein Klum? What do you say in the end, Sam? What bracha did he say in the end? Brain of fossils. Tani, l'basof ein maraklum. If you're changing the brisa to say what? That you say a brain of fossils, then change it. You also should say a what? Shahakol. Please get that. That's how the Rav Yah says they'll read the Gemara. No problem. Jacob said it's difficult. Okay, I hear you. It is difficult. But it's difficult to have a rishon against the Gemara. And that's the way the Rav Yah and Simen Kuf Memchas teaches us how Rav Haigon and the Bahag would read the Gemara. They must have a different, when the Gemara changed it, the Brain of Fossils, fill in another change. The other change is you'll say, Shahakol. Okay, good. That's one way. There's another way to read the Gemara. The other way to read the Gemara is like this. And this is what the Slach says. Do you remember on Amud Beis, the Gemara said, if it's like a Gemil, it's a Stira? Sam, we did that right after the Tillim. The Gemara answered was Rabbanan, right? Right? What did the Slach ask? Remember we did this. The Slach asked, why don't you just what? Make it like Rav Gamliel, make a change. Fix the brisa. And make it like Rav Gamliel. Yes? Make it like Rav Gamliel. What was the answer the Slach said? Because we want to make the brisa on Kefi Halacha L'Maaseh. So we pass like the Rabbanan. But the Slach says, you have the ability to change it. You could have changed it to what? To Shalosh Brachas. You could have changed it from main Shalosh to Shalosh Brachas. On Kosis V'dayasa, you say benching. So too on what? Prusas Kayamas you bench. Change that. Yes? That's the marker, he says. And that's, in fact, that's exactly what he does. That's exactly what Rav Haigon does. The Brisa answers that it's like Rav Gamliel. And since the Brisa is like Rav Gamliel, don't bother me. We all like the Rabbanan. And what bracha did he say on what? What bracha did he say on rice? Shaakon Brina Foshos. The whole Brisa would be Gamliel. It's a different way of reading the Gemara. It's different than our Gemara. Like Jacob said, it's not our Gemara, okay? But he's saying that's how they wanted to fill in the blank. That's how they wanted to fill in the blank halacha l'maaseh. All right, two things just to close with. I said over from Rabbi Soloveitchik, that's our Rebbe. Remember we learned about Trumas and Maaseh, there's certain things that are koveya? There's certain things that are koveya. What does koveya mean? What does koveya mean? It makes it set. You cannot eat it at roy anymore. Remember we said, what does miruach? You pile it up, you bring it in your house. The Yushami says there are 10 things that are koveya. Put salt on it. Shabbos is also koveya. Shabbos is also koveya. Shabbos is koveya. Therefore, our Rebbe Rabban said that you never ate cake outside of a meal. Because he thought maybe it would require you to wash and bench on it. Because Shabbos is koveya. Even if I'm not eating dalet beim of cake, pasav abikisnin, you have to eat dalet beim. You have to eat tons of it. No, maybe Shabbos automatically is koveya. So our Rebbe Rabar never would eat cake. His wife made delicious cake. She never ate it, what? Outside the Shabbos meal. Because then Birkas HaMazon pops it. Because he was afraid you have to wash in Motzi. There was another thing Sam was going to say, remember? I meant to say that to Rabarim. Please know that, Rabarim. Yishama says there are 10 things that are Kovei. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. We'll chazanum, continue to Chazan tomorrow. Okay? We got to continue because I don't know where